by Heather Hartman and Colleen Eberle, as they are here, of course, part of Mitchell County Community Development, Sun Valley Economic Development, because I always joke with Heather that she has a whole bunch of titles.
I do. I have a lot of titles.
Yeah, those are very. And then, what was it? I'm all of a sudden I'm going blank.
You can go blank.
Okay. Oh darn.
No, it's okay.
I love that name you used to have.
You know how many people ask me about that, because that's how long we've been doing this.
Yeah.
People have no idea what that even means.
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh, it's been a while since
we
did
time.
All that stuff. Yeah, absolutely. See, that's the sign of me getting older. I can't remember these things.
That's good.
So sad. Colleen is with us with Sun Valley Community Foundation to talk about Dream Big. Dream Big. So tell us about Dream Big. Dream Big. It's always good to dream big, right?
It is.
So tell us a little bit about what you want to share with everyone today. And then you guys can draw straws and see who goes first as you both look at each other. Yes, that's really very nice.
Okay, so I'll probably introduce Colleen Eberle just because she's our part-time director now with Sun Valley Community Foundation. Our foundation is 8 years old, and so we're still kind of a newbie, even though it seems like we've been doing this for a really long time. But a few years ago, we did a visioning process with our board, and one of the first things we wanted to do was to be able to hire a part-time director, and we did. So we're so excited that Colleen's been on board now year and a half, almost 2 years.
Coming up on two, yep. Crazy.
It is crazy.
It does go by fast.
It does go by fast, yes.
Yeah.
And so we realized that because of Colleen and her position and myself and my position and Julie Raby in the chamber that we were able to collaborate and do some really cool things together. And we did that over the last year, and we did that in the form of Mitchell County Strong, which has been almost 2 years now, or a year and a half there too. So Mitchell County Strong, and I know most people know, but Mitchell County Strong was a true collaboration between all three of us. And it just proved to us that when we worked together, we could do really good things, and the community really supported us. And so we were able to get money back into the economy as quickly as possible, which is what our main goal was. But our other goal that we didn't realize we had was to create this huge brand and name and recognition around us. And so if you go across Mitchell County, you see us. And I had to text the girls last week. I was in Manhattan and I ran into a convenience store and a guy was walking out and I had no idea who he was. And he had Missouri plates on and he had one of our Mitchell County Strong shirts on. Mm. So I think it's pretty cool that we're really reaching even across state lines because he had Missouri plates. So we have a pretty far reach with that program and that great website that Colleen's created for us. And it just showed us that if we figure out things to do, the community will really rally behind us and support us. We were also a winner. We're a new winner of a Leader of the Year for that program and community service. So we'll receive our award for that next week, I think, the 22nd.
Cool.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Cool. Thank you.
I do notice, like, sometimes when you check some things out on Facebook or people's pages, I see quite a bit with the logo for Mitchell County Strong as well. And then you see that in businesses as well in their Beloit. So that is very good. Branding.
It is good
branding. Pretty big thing, right?
We love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So congratulations on all that success. It was a great idea. And, you know, sometimes the greatest ideas come from what can we do collectively and putting all our brains together. And that's a great example of it, isn't it? Working
it
together.
Is. It is. And on the way over here, I was thinking, like, as I was driving, I'm thinking of all the things that our communities have already done. I mean, we have huge examples of our communities working together. Wakanda Cultural Association right here across the street, they've done a really good job of forming this group and finding a nonprofit and really just doing great things. And Glen Elder as a whole really supports the lake and the recreation and things that have happened there. And Cocker City, I was thinking about the Ball of Twine, and I decided I've named Linda Clover our godmother of the Ball of Twine. I think that I just came up with
that. At you.
I know.
I don't remember. She comes up with a new one. So we replace one old nickname with a new one. I like it. Well played.
I know. But, you know, it's not just her. There's a ton of people in Cocker that rally around that. And now there's new businesses there. And that's really fun. And Tipton, the support of the schools. And, I mean, they truly have to collaborate over there to support those schools in that small community. And you go down to Hunter and the cafe and the park. They've got some really cool things coming in the park. And Simpson, the same way. They're celebrating their 150th year, which is very exciting. And then Beloit, between the Wellness Center. So that was pure collaboration between organized entities. And again, we've been here so long, people don't realize how that happened. But between the city and the hospital and the tech school, they did that. But then at the pool or the water park, that was really just an ad hoc group of community members that decided they wanted a water park and really push that program. And so we already have a history of collaboration, which is great, because now we want to announce some new stuff.
All right. So let's get to it. Let's not hold everybody in suspense here. Let's get to some big stuff. Colleen, what we got?
So I think, like Heather said, rethinking Mitchell County Strong and just the impact that we are able to have in the community by working together really helped the foundation and our board kind of step back and take a look at how we want to be able to impact the community going forward. I mean, a lot of people know that we run our biannual competitive grant cycles, and that we've been doing that now since inception of the foundation. But because of all of the support through the community, through 5 years of grueling match month campaigns that we've met our match every year, the foundation is now in a point where we've been able to grow some of our assets and do some bigger things. So we're really excited about it. And that is what has sparked the Dream Big project. So what the Dream Big project is again, it's kind of a collaboration. Our Solomon Valley Community Foundation board has allocated $30,000 from our unrestricted fund. And then Solomon Valley Economic Development Board has also kicked in another 20. So we have a total of $50,000 that we want to invite members of the community to just dream big. Come to us with your projects, and we want to kind of do something bigger than what we had done before. Really focusing on economic development, just because Mitchell County Strong was the first time that the foundation kind of dabbled in more economic development type things, kind of stepping outside of our role of traditional, you know, nonprofit work. And I think that that's a good lane for us. And so we want to really invite people to work together, pull their brain power together, and think of something that you think that Mitchell County needs that can set us apart.
Okay, so what would be the requirements for somebody that would be interested in presenting an idea to you? What are you looking for?
So we have a few requirements. We really want it to have a tangible outcome. And we've kind of gone back and forth with that because with the virtual world we live in, we don't know that it has to be something that you physically touch, but it has to be some sort of tangible outcome. It needs to have some economic impact, like Colleen said, you know, to help us economically somehow across the county. Mm-hmm. Has to have some community impact, of course. We'd really like it to be innovative, so it's not just, we already have this idea, we want to make it bigger. Mm-hmm. We'd like it to be something kind of brand new, mm-hmm. which we know is hard.
Yeah.
And collaborative, that's probably the biggest. You know, it's not just the mission of your organization. You're going to have to collaborate with another organization, and that way you'll make a whole new mission. And then expand the capacity of what we're doing, and expand the capacity of a nonprofit. And again, because we've seen such success of some of these ad hoc groups that have come together, it does not have to be an organized nonprofit that you're already affiliated with. We think we could probably help you find a nonprofit. If you come to us with a great idea, we think there are other nonprofits out there that possibly would help you be the umbrella for your organization. So if you're sitting at home and you're thinking, I've got this great idea because we are missing XYZ, mm-hmm. Don't let the nonprofit status stop you. And then usually what I always hear is, you know, we have this great idea, but there's no funding. And I've told people for years, don't let funding stop you. There mm-hmm. are funding agents out there. And I don't think people believe me. So now we're throwing $50,000 at it. So mm-hmm. now we know this isn't your total project, because we'd really like it to be six-figure and above project. We mm-hmm. don't want to be the main source of funding, but we want to prove to you that there's some funding out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt.
Hopefully we can put you up.
Yep.
Right.
We have big ideas.
Big ideas. That's why it's called Dream Big, right? Heather Hartman, Colleen Everly, our guests today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. So you're going to have some kind of strategic session. Is that right?
Yes, we have a strategic doing session community-wide. We want to invite you guys back to do that. I know Heather had hosted it a few years ago. Was it been 7 years since then? Or
no, four, three, I don't know.
It's been a while. We're going to do another one, so that if you're thinking you have a project or an idea and you just want to be able to talk it out, see what other people would be interested, that will be on October 5th. Mm-hmm. And then we are here as a resource, so feel free to reach out. If you have a group or an organization that you feel you already have an idea and you want to do your own private strategic doing, we can do that. The program is going to actually launch on September 20th. So, and it'll be on the Mitchell County Strong website. Right now, if you go to the landing page, there's a little teaser. It just says coming soon, dream big at the bottom. But on the 20th, that it'll officially launch on that site. And the way that we're going to do it is we're going to have people submit letters of intent so that we can help you kind of walk through that process, because we anticipate the application will be a little bit time consuming. And so we just want to make sure that, you know, it, we're, letters of intent are coming in so that we can really direct you in the right direction to have the best chance of having a successful project.
Right. And if, yeah, if that means pairing you with a nonprofit or helping you find some more funding sources. And we're hoping that we'll have the expertise to help guide you towards that. So the letters of intent will really just be to help us help you, basically.
Gotcha. Where would this meeting be at, the session on October 5th?
This will be at NCK Tech.
Okay.
And we're going to feed you.
Oh, well then.
I know.
That always helps.
Feed you. I know.
That always helps, no doubt. Now, how could people that are listening right now, if they have questions or want to run something by you, how could they get a hold of both of you or one of you?
You can call me. My cell phone.
What a concept. What a concept. Calling somebody. People do that?
Yes.
They do? They still do that? Good to know. Good to know.
That number is 785-545-8873. Or you can email me at SolomonValleyCF@gmail.com.
Fantastic. And most of our information should be on our Mitchell County Strong.
Yes. Yep.
Mitchell County Strong, again, it's just such a great brand, and it's a beautiful website because Cooling did it. So it's a great place to find us and find more information.
Fantastic. Anything else you want to add before we let you guys go today? Did that cover it?
Don't forget about Match Month.
Yes.
Okay, that's right.
That's coming up in November. And actually, Match Month is the primary driving reason that we're able to do Dream Big, because we've been able to grow those funds. A lot of that money is coming from multiple Match Month campaigns. So that is coming up in November. So please.
Yeah.
And get those Match Month donations.
Yeah.
In.
And I know we'll talk more about that coming up in the month of November as well. Yep. Fantastic. Heather Hartman, Colleen Eberle, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
7:57 our time, 59 degrees our temperature. If you missed that full interview, we'll have it posted later today on our Katy Country 94 website.